Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right. So, listen, Tuesday's arrived, and we all know that this is a national day of celebrating The Bachelor from last night. It's National Day. Now, Kevin has started to watch his show. Kevin, I know you're getting excited about the show. You're keeping up with what Colton's doing. And
I am.
Yeah, I understand. Yep. But nobody's on top of this more than Melanie is. So, Melanie, last night, highlights of The Bachelor.
Oh, okay. It was so good. It was hometown visits. So he went to four of the ladies' hometowns.
How many people are we down? How many girls are we down to?
Four.
Oh, God, this show got paired off
fast.
Quick.
Yes.
Yeah, they started dropping like flies the last couple episodes. And so we went to hometown visits where he goes to all the ladies' hometowns. And then when he's there, he meets the family. And they always take him on one little date beforehand.
Yeah.
There was a weird one where one of them took him to an etiquette class. He hated every single minute of it. And meanwhile, the other girl took him skydiving. Talk about two completely different
I'm in on the
dates.
Skydiving part, the etiquette thing.
Yeah, it was awkward. He hated it. It was weird. So I don't know that she's going
to
last.
Which is crazy. You go to the etiquette thing and then he goes skydiving, which I've gone skydiving. Like, you break every etiquette rule ever. Like, all the language and.
Oh, yeah. He was cursing nonstop. Yeah. They kept beeping him out because he was in the
plane.
You
may slightly relieve yourself in your pants before you jump out of the plane. Like, there's no etiquette with skydiving.
He was terrified. And then, honestly, he was more scared about skydiving than he was asking all of the fathers for their daughter's hands in marriage.
I could see.
All of the father's
hands?
He
asked all of them.
I mean, just
all of them?
Hold
on.
Them,
just
Kevin.
Say that out loud.
He asks for all of their hands in marriages.
I
love your daughter. I also love someone else's daughter. But for now, let's just focus on you and your daughter.
Well,
this is just insanity.
Exactly. So, obviously, Brian.
Imagine as a guy.
I know.
You had to actually, you know, just look at your father-in-law. I'd love your daughter. She's the one. Now, Lisa across the street, she's also the one. But
and I'm going to tell her dad as well.
But let's not get crazy. All right, let's just focus on one thing at a time.
Brian, despite his best efforts of not watching it, I watch it in the living room. So he saw this and he goes, he's asking for another one's hand in marriage. He was even confused. But we do have a little clip. And this is of Colton talking to Tayshia's dad about how he's in love with her, and he asks for his permission.
How this dad didn't just punch him in the face is crazy. All right, here's the clip.
I just want to make sure I try to be as open as where I'm at in the relationship. Because I only want to be engaged once, and I only want to be married once.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a huge commitment.
For five different people.
It's one that I don't take lightly.
I appreciate you. If you will, man enough. I just met you. You know,
I appreciate you not pulling out a gun and shooting me right now.
So. I mean,
yeah.
I need to make sure it's the right thing.
Yeah.
Oh boy, the dad
he is not on board.
The dad sounds like, get me off this show. Get out of my house.
Yeah, he was not on board, and he said that to Colton. He was just like, how can I give you my permission when. Are you telling another girl you love her?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah, I am falling in love with another girl. So two dads. There was one dad that did not give permission at all.
Yeah.
And
that'll be the one he picks just for the show sense. You know what I mean? They'll be like, that's perfect. He says no, but now you say yes, and so do it without his permission.
Ooh, see, that could happen.
Yeah.
It was Cassie, and she didn't get sent home. So she's still there. Now we're down to three girls.
He said
Fantasy Suites next week.
Oh, Fantasy Suites.
This
is fantasy football for women.
It's exactly what you think it is, Kevin.
I understand.
Oh, now Kevin's like, oh, it is. Now
I'm
I'll
sure
watch.
The dads will really like this part.
Oh, yeah. They're going to hate every minute of it.
What? So he said he only wants to be engaged once and married once.
Yes.
But he's got four different women?
Well, now he's down to three.
Mark.
Oh, he's down to three?
He's down to three, and Tayshia is the front runner.
Sorry, I got on Instagram at the other end of that conversation. I was like, I can't keep up with this.
Tayshia's the front runner because he dropped the L word last night, which you're not supposed to do as The Bachelor. Because you can't say that you love one and not another.
Oh, love, all right.
Oh,
so he
God.
Said, I'm falling in love with you, which was a big bombshell last night.
Ooh, okay. Bombshell.
Boom.
All right. So if you thought that checking emails from your boss was stressful this morning, imagine this guy. Forget the Colton guy. How about the poor dads of this situation? If my daughter's ever got on one of these shows, you can just forget it.
Brian said the same thing. He goes, if we ever have a girl, she's never going on.
No.
This show.
Hey, I'm going on a casting call. No, you're not. You know, no, you're not.
The
I know how this ends. There's one guy, five girls. Just
Fantasy Suites.
Yeah, fantasy. QYK is.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Uh-oh, breaking news, Tampa Bay. Breaking news in Tampa
Bay. Beep, 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 beep. This just in.
And we'll tell you what it is next. 99.5 QYK, hang on. Midlands, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. You know, I just realized I've never seen a WWE, like a WrestleMania. I've never seen it in person.
Oh, neither have I, but I would love to.
I do think, yeah, like for bucket list stuff, I think I probably need to see one before I move on to the next universe.
I would agree with you. We feel the exact same way about it because I watched that Total Bellas show on E!
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bella twins?
Yeah.
It follows them around. So, and Brian, of course, he doesn't mind watching it because they're super hot. So he said when they go to WrestleMania and stuff on the show, he goes, man, we should just do that at least once.
Well, I think it's a good idea. We're going to get a shot here. It looks like in 2020 here at the end of this year, WrestleMania 36 will be hosted at Raymond James Stadium. Gosh, it's going to be huge.
That's the rumor. It hasn't been confirmed yet. So
I don't think they let something like that out unless it's like, you know what I mean? They're going to get people excited, but I don't think you let something out then go, oh, it didn't work out. It's happening.
You think so? You're going to just go ahead and put money down that it's happening?
Yeah, I think so, because you're talking about Raymond James.
Well, the Tampa Bay Sports Commission, they declined to comment as of this morning, saying that they don't have anything to announce at this time. But word on the street and on Twitter and all of these WWE forums is that it is happening.
Yeah, so they've done this in Orlando twice, Miami once, never Raymond James. But they were 74,000 people at those other cities. Raymond James seats about 66,000.
So, but we know Raymond James can host big events.
Yeah.
They have the Super Bowl coming in 2021. That this will be the fifth time. They hosted a national championship game. They know what they're doing there.
Yeah. This will be pretty interesting. My 5-year-old Trey's really into this.
Like, into wrestling?
Yeah.
Oh, John Cena. That's right. He dressed up for Halloween.
He was
for
John
him.
Cena.
Yeah.
Man, if he finds out about this,
uh-oh.
I'll be there.
Uh-oh.
Get ready to pull out your checkbook because it's not going to be cheap,
no,
I feel like.
No, no, no. Especially if this is one of the more smaller venues because to sell out like that.
Oh, absolutely. You're talking a difference of, what, 12,000 people that won't be able to go because it's a smaller venue?
I'm going to have to hide that from him. I'm going to have to hide it from
you
him.
You will.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Well, because when you have five kids.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
I know, but then everyone's going to want to go. And then,
oh yeah, you can't take
really
off.
Really
right,
expensive.
So when it's over, where are we going to live? You know what I mean? It's like that's my concern. Like I know we'll have fun. It's just where do we drive to after it's over?
Just choose your favorite kid and take that one.
All right, deal. Well, Barkley the dog's going to WrestleMania. What can you say? 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Well, Dierks Bentley had a VIP join him on stage in Nashville.
Ooh, who was it?
Well, we'll get to that in one second.
Okay.
First, how about Luke Combs, man? Is it safe to say that he is probably the hottest artist in country music right now?
He's on a streak right now, for sure.
Dan and Shay would be the only other one I could even come up with.
Yeah. You're right.
Good point, Kevin.
They're right there. They're right there. But nobody.
But Luke is, I mean, dude.
It's bringing the heat. All right. He's the first artist in history to send his first five singles to number one on the country charts. Let's go back to Hurricane, number one song. Then When It Rains, It Pours. Then One Number Away. Then She Got the Best of Me. And congratulations, Luke Combs, a number one for Beautiful Crazy. Jump one spot from number two to number one. Unbelievable. All this guy knows is number one songs.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's Luke
Combs. He is on fire.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just it's good music, too. You know, I mean, it's just so good.
What do I always say about him? He started off his career looking like a trucker. Still looks like
a
trucker.
Yeah, he does.
He never changed. That's what I love about him so much. All right, so Dierks Bentley. I like Bentley.
Bentley, let's go with it.
Dierks Bentley.
Dierks, we need another cup of coffee, Bentley.
He's on stage in Nashville. And, you know, Brandi Carlile has a part in one of the songs, right? And he brings his daughter, Evie. Am I saying it right? Evie?
Yeah, Evie.
He never, I'll tell you, he's one of these guys you don't see a lot about his kids. So I didn't know if it was Evie or Evie.
He's not a Sharent. Remember when we talked
Sharenting,
about those? The parents
yeah.
that share too much. He's not a Sharent.
Until now, he brought her on stage and she sang with him. Here it is. The crowd loved it.
Had a different reaction. That would have been terrible.
If they booed her.
Yeah. That would have been so brutal.
She just doesn't do good and they
obviously
boo her.
Obviously, he knew that she's good.
Yeah, I have a feeling she probably practiced a little bit with Dad. Good job for Dirks. That's a big moment for her. And that's pretty cool. Something they'll never forget.
Pretty good.
So, Dirks Bentley, Dad of the Year right there. Good job, Dirk.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, listen, I'm not falling for this weekend, boy. No way am I falling for this weekend. My wife's birthday is Saturday. And, you know, everyone's excited. The kids are all excited. Well, lately, she's been buying stuff for the house, like just going on a little bit of a splurge here, just buying all this stuff.
Has she been hitting up Home Goods? Where does she go shopping?
It's the thing. She goes all different places. Target, she'll do Home Goods.
You said she came back with two massive rugs and you go, what
the same day
for?
There was rugs. I was like, do we even have this much floor space? These rugs are huge. They're everywhere.
You looked like the corner of one of those gas stations. There's just rugs hanging up everywhere.
I was like, what has gotten into you? What are you doing? She's like, I don't know. I'm in this mood to just buy stuff for the house, this and that. I'm like, okay. And then like another carload of stuff came and another carload of stuff came and I'm going, like quick math in my head. And she goes, oh, by the way, you don't have to buy me anything for my birthday. This will be my birthday. I'm like, well, I'm glad you said it because I was never. You're right. Like this, I'm not buying anything for your birthday. And then I started to think about that.
Yeah,
you
know, no,
that's a trap door, isn't it?
I don't know that you started to think about it so much as you told me. Oh, I'm set. I don't have to get my wife anything for her birthday because
hey,
she got these rugs.
Quiet. Those are our private conversations.
And I said, no, that's not what that means.
Damn
you
it.
Better get her something for her birthday.
Yeah, so that's a trap door, right?
Oh, absolutely. You at least got to get her a card, maybe, I don't know,
you can't
dinner.
Just get a card.
Oh, Kevin called you cheapo.
Not for a birthday.
Kevin just said.
Not for a birthday.
But, okay, dinner and a card, and she's been
buying
all
it's got to be something more than a card.
But she just.
Even Kevin knows.
She just. Power vacked our 401k
nope.
for like rugs and all this other stuff.
It doesn't even matter what you get her. You just have to give her something that's from you. Then she'll completely appreciate it.
How about a hug?
No.
Kiss.
You do that all the time.
Hug and a kiss.
You do that all the time. You need to give her something. It doesn't matter what, as long as it's from you.
Okay.
He makes a valid point. You've got to do something. I don't care if she's been buying stuff because at the end of the day, it's your house.
Though. It's too much.
Yeah, but it's your house together. She's not buying a rug for her bachelorette pad. She's buying it because obviously you guys needed a new rug. You got five kids and dogs and all who knows what in the house.
Who's that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
We cleaned the house.
There's just so much going on all the time that I feel like you guys probably needed a new rug, and she got that, and now you're going to take it off of her birthday.
If you ever told your fiance, hey, don't buy me anything, I'm good, what would he do?
Hopefully he would know better and buy me something.
You've never said that, though? You've never said that, right? Yeah.
No, the only time that we've done something like that is when we both collectively decided, hey, we're not doing a Christmas gift because we want to go travel on a trip somewhere.
And then what happened?
He still got me.
It's guys like that that make it hard for guys like me when we think we're off the hook. And then they're like, oh, I still got a little prize for you, a little present, you know? And it's like, oh, man, now I got to get on the horse. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't have to be anything major, but it's her birthday. And she does a lot for you guys.
She is great. And she does a lot. And I know she's had a lot of fun shopping. And you're right. I'm not falling for her evil trick of telling me not to buy her something. We'll get to your calls here on the way. Maybe one of you guys fell for this. Or ladies, I mean, maybe you just want to call and just say, hey, yeah, absolutely. She doesn't mean it. You got to buy her something.
Barbara on the text line, she said that you just need to get a babysitter and take her out for the night. And then Barbara also gave us her phone number.
Barbara wants to babysit?
She's going to babysit for you.
Oh, perfect. Well, Barbara, that'll be good. Maybe I'll get Cole Swindell tickets. Maybe I'll get Cole Swindell. He's playing this Saturday night, her birthday.
You can't give her something you got for free.
Oh. Well, you don't have to tell her that. Yeah, Cole Swindell is playing Sarasota this weekend. That would be a great birthday present for my wife. She loves Cole Swindell. Ed Smith State. Maybe that's the present. 99.5
QIK. If you got it for free, you cannot then re-gift it to your wife.
I didn't get them for free. We give you all the tickets out there. Listen, I got to buy them.
Okay, well, if you have to buy them, then yeah, that'd be fun.
I'll buy them.
Get a sitter. That's so sweet and so thought out. So, yes.
That'll be good, right? So, my wife said don't buy me anything because she's been on a shopping splurge. And she's noticed lately that I've noticed lately her little shopping splurge. And she's like, oh, just don't get me anything for my birthday, which is a Saturday. It's all good. And I'm going, trap door. This is a trap door probably, right?
It's a trick. You got to get her something.
She swears up and down. And she even texts me. She goes, it's not a trick. You don't have to get me anything. And I'm going, ooh, now it's a real big trick.
Now
it's like a real big trick, right? Kelly, welcome. Kelly, what do you got?
Doesn't matter what you get her. Get her something, just no kitchen or household appliances.
Yes, exactly. Like, don't get her a vacuum.
Oh,
for
she
her
would
new
love
rugs.
A vacuum, though.
No,
right.
But
she would love a vacuum.
Matter. No, don't do that.
Don't do it?
See, I'm
no.
with
What if I get a vacuum? But I promise I'm the only one who'll use it. That's good.
Yeah, that's probably a lie, too.
Yeah.
She knows you.
Man,
she knows you.
Kelly just calling up here throwing punches, through the phone.
Kelly, you're welcome in the studio anytime.
Yeah, gosh, it would be like, more of the same,
been married
really.
Before, so trust me.
Okay. Luke Combs on Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melody, 99.5 QIK. Heads up, 7:40. We're 20 minutes away. Luke Combs, Luke Bryan. It's your own campsite for 3 days at Country Thunder. You're going to win that in exactly 20 minutes on 99.5 QIK. Real quick, we got a ton of calls coming in, a ton of texts coming in. My wife's been on a shopping spree lately. I know a lot of you fellas know how this is. And hey, you know what? I'm happy she's happy. I think it's great. She want to go shopping, buy a bunch of stuff for the house. She loves doing it, and that's great. But her birthday is this Saturday, and she says, you know what? Don't buy me anything because I know I've been going crazy on buying stuff for the house. I went, cool. That's great. Thanks. Yeah. Then I started thinking about it. It's a trap. It's a big trap. It's like in all the Scooby-Doo episodes when they meet the one guy and he's like a nice guy. Turns out he's the guy who was doing all the bad things. He put on the scary
mask.
Yeah, he ripped the mask. I was like, we knew it was you. Well, anyway, I don't know if I should fall for this or not. We're getting a lot of texts. Let's talk to Samantha real quick, who wants to weigh in on my wife spent a lot of money and not really wanting anything for her birthday. At least that's what she says. Hey, Samantha.
Maybe I'm not like most women. I don't know.
I hear what you're saying, and what you're saying is my wife has spent enough money and doesn't deserve a birthday present, right?
You're welcome. Yep.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, Samantha, you're the best.
Thanks, Samantha.
Have a good day, guys.
We will. Thank you so much, Samantha. See, that, it. Listen, that's Samantha, that's honesty. That Kevin, would you fall for that?
No.
No. Kevin was rolling his eyes the whole time Samantha was on. He's like, don't fall for it. I know we got a text, Melanie.
Yeah, you've got to just do something thoughtful. A lot of people are saying bake a cake with the kids. Another person suggested that you get a sitter, but then you don't take her out on a date. Instead, you let her go out with her friends. I like that idea. And then also, oh, this one's the best. He said, you do have to get her something. Just don't get her pregnant again.
That's actually the award-winning text right there. Get her something. Just don't get her that.
Yeah.
As far as getting a babysitter, believe it or not, my wife would say she would rather go out with me than anybody else because we really do have a great time together. We go out once a week. We get a babysitter. We go out once a week.
That's the best.
Yeah, when you're with the right person,
obviously.
Plus, we have five kids. We don't have any friends. We don't have time to have friends. So.
It's more so you just don't know anybody else at this point.
When you have five kids, like nobody wants to be your friend. You know what I mean? So
I'd hang out with you guys.
Oh, that's really nice.
Just without all the kids.
Sounded sincere, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
It's Kenny, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. Every time I play that song, I want to open a beer. It is talking about Richard Petty and Jimmy Buffett, and I'm like, oh, and it's Kenny.
I just want to go to a Kenny Chesney concert. Every time I hear him, it just reminds me of being at a concert with him.
Yeah, I still want to open a beer right now. 7:28.
Well, you do you.
Well, I appreciate all your support. Hey, this is really, really cool. What a great story, man. And, you know, this just shows that anybody can really get anything done. I mean, nobody, you know, look at all these successful people that have money and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
They, they started with the same things we started with. We all have the possibility, we all have the capability to just knock doors down and get things done. Listen to this kid. He's 18 years old, and he lives in Iowa. He heard about that big snowstorm last week that was heading over to Seattle. He jumped in his truck, and he says, I'm going to go to Seattle, and I'm going to plow snow because they're not used to dealing with snow in Seattle.
Yeah, they're not equipped with all the plows and everything to clear the roads and the streets and everything.
So,
or the driveways.
This guy, David, he goes over to Seattle. He works 12 to 15-hour days. He worked 3 days. And he was just going up to people and be like, look, I can plow your driveway. I can plow the street. I can do whatever.
Sidewalk.
Yeah, whatever you need. At the end of it, he walks away, get ready, with $35,000.
Well, I need to go into the plow business.
He said he was so thankful for the opportunity that he gave $7,000 to charity. So, and he said he's going to keep doing it. And he's going to give 20% of his earnings to charity. And when there's more snowstorms out in places where he, you know, he realizes they don't have the equipment and people don't know what to do, he's going to go.
Supply and demand.
All right. $35,000 in 3 days. All right. 3 days. Look at Kevin's. Kevin's like, what's snowing next?
That's Kevin's good money.
It's a nice chunk
Kevin's
of change.
Kevin's doing math. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. How far away is it for me to drive to somewhere that's snowing?
Yeah. What I love about this is that, you know, he just had that focus to say, okay, I'm going to get this done. This is great. And then he's like, I really appreciate the opportunity. And then he's like, I'm going to give back $7,000 to charity. So that's really, really good.
$35,000?
3 days.
That is just mind-blowing. Good for him.
Plowing snow, man. Great work.
Job well done.
Yep. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
It's new Chris Young, Raised on Country. 99.5 QIK. All right, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. We are 5 minutes away. Somebody listening right now, they're going to have their own campsite for 3 days. You're going to be hosting one of the biggest parties in the Tampa Bay area, Country Thunder. It's you, it's your friends, a 3-day campsite. Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Toby Keith.
Oh, my gosh. It'll be so fun. You pack up the coolers. You bring the tents, some
Funny.
S'mores.
We play like these. You hear these campfire sounds? And I almost feel cold. Like, I get a little, like, I don't know. And you hear the owls and the birds and the coyotes, and I feel like, ooh, there's a little tinge in the air. I kind of like this.
Well, that's because it's freezing in the studio.
Well, I know, but I was just trying to, you know, for everybody listening, he's trying to paint the picture.
No, I'm there. Yeah. I'm at the campsite with you. It is cold.
All right, so on the way. Next, we're playing Which Luke Is It for this campsite for Luke Bryan, Luke Combs. It's Country Thunder. Right after Randy Houser, 99.5 QIK. Jordan Davis, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, y'all, let's gather around the campfire. This is exactly what it's going to sound like. Country Thunder, when you win this campsite, man, I'm throwing you all this positive energy right now. We're giving away a campsite for 3 days plus 3-day passes. Country Thunder, Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Toby Keith. All right, so we're playing Which Luke Is It? Melanie's going to give 3 facts, okay?
Yes.
This is either about Luke Combs or Luke Bryan. We'll start with caller 9. You tell us which Luke it is, and then you've got the passes, and you've got the campsite. That's how we roll. Here we go.
All right. Question number 1.
No, fact number 1.
Fact number 1. Thank you. This Luke started playing guitar in college, and then once he started, he never put it down. It ended up paying off, obviously. Fact number 2. He says his spirit animal is Garth Brooks.
Mm.
And fact number 3. His first number 1 song was about a natural disaster.
Boy, that was easy now. You made it really easy.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Really easy.
All right. Well, we'll see.
We'll see. 800-992-1099. Which Luke is it? Luke Bryan, Luke Combs. We'll start with caller 9. Win that campsite for Country Thunder. It's Eric Church, Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. All right. Let's do this. Let's gather around the campfire. Giving away a campsite for Country Thunder. Luke Bryan, Luke Combs. We've got caller 9. It's Lisa. And we're trying to figure out which Luke it is. Melanie read 3 facts. Is it Luke Bryan or is it Luke Combs? How are you, Lisa?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Oh, good, good. All right, Lisa. So Melanie read three facts about this particular Luke. We're trying to figure out if it's Luke Bryan or is it Luke Combs. She's going to read them to you one more time. Here we go.
First fact is he started playing guitar in college. The second fact is that he says his spirit animal is Garth Brooks. And the third fact is that his first number one single was about a natural disaster.
Who do you think it is? Which Luke is it?
I'd say Luke Bryan.
That is not correct.
Lisa, it was a 50-50 chance. Oh, I'm sorry, Lisa.
I really thought it was.
You were the ninth caller. You got through, but wrong Luke.
Oh, darn. I'm bummed.
Turn that frown upside down. That was heartbreaking. My goodness, that was heartbreaking. All right, let's take the next caller. QYK, hello.
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How's it going?
Hey, Jessica.
It's going good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. All right, you heard the clues. So is it Luke Bryan or Luke Combs?
It is Luke Combs.
Jessica?
It is!
Get yourself ready, girl. 3 days in the woods.
God.
Country thunder.
Woo! I'm so excited. I've got a camper. I'm ready.
Oh, man.
Oh, she's already got the camper. Now she just gets the campsite.
Let me guess.
Yes.
Y'all are going to be taking some cold beer, too.
Oh, a lot of it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Jessica, good job. Have fun at Country Thunder. Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, all right?
Okay, awesome.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Melanie's getting a divorce, maybe. Might be getting a divorce. 99.5 QYK.
I haven't gotten married yet.
No, you hairstylist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a tragedy at the hair salon.
May have to break up with my hair girl.
There's a tragedy at the salon. We'll tell you the story, the gory details next. 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, so Melanie's in the hair salon, and you're getting your hair done.
Yep.
And everything's good, but then you go home, and there's a huge tragedy that you've noticed.
I don't know if it's a huge tragedy, but one of my shirts, just had to get thrown in the trash. It was this blouse that I was wearing to the hair salon, and, you know, when you go in there to get your hair dyed, I was just getting my roots done, and they put a little towel around your neck, and then they put a cape over you to make sure that you don't get hair all over you if you're getting a haircut, and hopefully no hair dye on your clothing. Well, unfortunately, the cape did not stop hair dye from somehow getting all over the back of the shirt that I was wearing.
If I remember right, it was a white shirt.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got hair dye all over the back of it.
Yes.
And you're kind of going, this is impossible that the hairstylist didn't see this.
Yeah, I just don't know how it would be possible. A, I don't know how hair dye got all over the back of my shirt, unless when she took the cape off, there was still hair dye on the back of the chair. I mean, so many questions left unanswered. But when I was leaving, it's not like I have long hair. It wasn't covering up my back. You had to have seen that I had hair dye all over my shirt, and then you didn't say anything. And then I get home. It wasn't until I washed it that I saw, oh my gosh, there's hair dye all over it.
Man, I want your life so bad.
Listen, I'm listening to this and I'm like,
oh man,
by any means.
If this is like the big thing, I want this so bad. Like, this is great. So I talked to my wife because she is a recovering hairstylist. That's what I call her.
She did hair for how long?
Oh, 20 years. Started, she's like 17 or something.
Okay, cool.
Right? And so she's like, oh yeah. She's like, this happens from time to time. And if the hairstylist see it, they won't say anything.
It's just an unspoken thing. I mean, you just don't say anything to the client.
That the hairstylist will actually, you know, when they all get like a break,
mm-hmm.
they'll go out back and like they'll eat and do whatever they do. She's like, they'll joke about it.
And about getting hair dye on someone's clothes?
She'll say someone will be like, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe it. This dye slipped through the cape, or this woman wouldn't stop moving her head and the hair dye got over. And she was like, whatever. If you're going to be difficult to deal with, then, you know, I'm just not going to say anything. But my wife said she always felt bad. Like when she did it, but sometimes you're too scared to say something because you don't know how much that shirt cost.
Oh.
Yeah.
I understand that it would be scary to say something, but when you don't say anything, that just makes you seem...
All right, so you're going to go back?
I mean, I think that I'm going to give her another... I need the listener's input because I'm not sure if I should go back if she did see it all over my back, which I don't know how
you just have to call and ask her.
No, that's so awkward.
Well, not really. I mean, what's her number?
I don't have her number, just the salon number. But she's really good at doing hair, and it's hard to find a good person.
You want to call her again?
No.
Call salon and just we'll leave a message?
I don't.
No?
Oh, all my God.
I'll just give you the opportunity. 800-992-1099. Should Should Melanie break
would
up with her hairstylist?
Yeah.
Call us or text us. QIK. Should Melanie divorce her hairstylist? Your calls and texts are on the way next. 99.5 QIK. Also on the way next, we got Cole Swindell tickets. This is awesome.
We do.
Kevin, I mean, we were talking about how much we love Cole Swindell yesterday. Great guy. And he's like, here's the thing about Cole Swindell. He's a guy's guy, but the women love him too.
Absolutely.
He's like a sports nut. He loves baseball and everything, and he likes cold beer. He's like my kind of dude. But then he sings these songs that women love too. I'm like, dude, you...
It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, Cole, you figured it out, man. So this Saturday, it's like the ultimate date night. This Saturday night, Sarasota, Cole Swindell. 99.5 QIK, win him next. Cole Swindell tickets, 2 minutes away. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so here's the thing. Melanie went to the hair salon, stylist. She likes how she does her hair, but she got home and there was hair dye all over her shirt. Ruined a shirt. Ruined.
Yeah, I mean, the shirt's in the trash. I mean, it's ruined.
It's ruined. So let's talk to Lisa. Knowing what you know, what do you think?
If she did do this and she did see it, then she should have said something because integrity is everything, right?
Right.
So, but if she did not, because I know a lot of times when someone is leaving, you're like, okay, bye. And they're going to the desk and they're like, you know, maybe looking at the computer to see who their next client is or whatever. So maybe she didn't see it.
Wait a minute.
Oh, well, that'd be nice.
It seems like we could take this to a next level that would be more entertaining for everybody. And
what
that's
is that, Mark?
Melanie walking in there with a lie detector test, hiring a guy and sitting this woman down and asking the question, did you know you put hair dye all over my shirt and see what happens?
Dun, dun.
Yep.
Now, I do think that you should, I do think that you should bring it up and give her the opportunity to kind of correct it. You know?
Okay. No, I think that's valid. I think that's a good idea.
All right, Lisa, thank you so much.
Yeah. Bye.
Let's talk to, I still like the lie detector idea.
I don't
It'll probably cost you more than the haircut and the 100% color.
100% it'll cost
more
than
the haircut.
But still,
you would know the truth, and we all want the truth. Hey, Heather.
Hey.
Heather, we want the truth.
Okay.
If you like how she does your hair.
I do.
Then for sure, go back.
Yeah, it's hard to find a good hairstylist, isn't it?
See, that's what I was thinking.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to go back or not?
I'm going to go back and give her the benefit of the doubt that she didn't mean to ruin my shirt.
Take the lie detector in there with you.
Okay, I'm definitely not doing that.
And then if it says that she lied, then take a taser and then taser right there.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. Hey, let's give it up for Clearwater Beach again.
Clearwater.
Y'all know how to do it, man. Number one again, best beach in America?
Yeah, for the third time in just the last couple of years, Clearwater Beach has claimed the top spot among favorite beaches all over the U.S. This according to TripAdvisor. And not just that, but it also made the list of top 25 beaches in the world.
Global, folks. Global.
So even including Hawaii, all sorts of other amazing beaches, Clearwater Beach came in sixth place.
My wife and I were just up there a couple weeks ago. We did Tropics Beach Bar, one of our favorite spots. Because they got it's like their own little cove right there on the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, God, it's nice.
It is.
Oof.
The sand at Clearwater Beach, though, is so soft.
Gosh.
It is next level.
Give me a beer. Give me a beer. Beaches, sand,
let's go.
Clearwater.
Let's go to Clearwater Beach today.
But really, congratulations, Clearwater Beach. Y'all deserve a great time up there. Just
number one.
Love it. Number one. Who's better than them? Nobody. Nobody. It's QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie.
I wanna be the difference.
It's Tyler Rich. It's called The Difference. All right. What's the difference if you get engaged to one woman, two women, three women, four women, five women? It doesn't matter, right? You find the one you love. You might have to get engaged to all of them to see which one it is. Ladies and gentlemen, that is The Bachelor on NBC or ABC. ABC.
Okay. He's technically not engaged to all these people. He's not engaged to any of them yet. He just asked for all of their hands in marriage.
Okay.
To their fathers.
Okay. Well,
last night.
Then excuse me for being so.
That's a problem.
Right. He asked all of their dads if he could marry them. Well, yes, that's sort of a weird thing. I mean, right? Maybe I'm crazy.
It's a weird thing.
Hi, I love your daughter. Can I marry her? I should also mention I love someone else's daughter and I may want to marry them too.
Well, that is what happened with Tayshia's dad. So the hometown visits were last night on The Bachelor. And when Colton was talking to Tayshia's father, he asked for permission for his daughter's hand in marriage. And Tayshia's dad goes, I just met you. And also, are you saying I love you and that you're falling for all these other women? Are you asking for all these other women their hands in marriage? He called him out. And Colton was like, yeah, actually I am. And,
all right, here's how the
really awkward.
Yeah, here's how it went. This is nuts.
I just want to make sure I try to be as open as where I'm at in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Because I only want to be engaged once and I only want to be married once.
All right, well, he's got some goals, so that's good. He's like, the goals are good, right?
It's a huge commitment, and it's one that I don't take lightly.
I appreciate you, if you will, manning up. I just met you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need to make sure it's the right thing.
Yeah.
That's the dad, and of course, he's like, I appreciate you manning up and telling me that you're also in love with other women, even though you want to marry my daughter, but I really appreciate you manning
That's
up.
That's why he said, I guess we'll call it manning up, if you will.
Yeah,
whatever, he didn't even want to say that.
So that's what's going on. There's only four women left on The Bachelor.
So now we're down to three now.
Okay.
Yeah, so unfortunately...
I'm actually glad I didn't know that. I'm actually glad I got it wrong.
Unfortunately, Kaylin did not make the cut this week.
Mm.
But Tayshia is now the front runner, which people didn't see happening.
Yeah.
But there was a bombshell he dropped last night because Colton, you know, The Bachelor and Bachelorettes, they're not supposed to say I love you to one contestant and not the other. Because as a viewer, you go, okay, well, then
obviously
they're
going to
win.
You love one, you don't love the other. Yeah.
Right.
So instead, you have to lie.
Yes.
And say you love them all, and then us, the audience, gets to go, well, which one does he really love, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So last night, Colton, after going skydiving with Tayshia, he told her that he was falling in love with her.
Oh, boy.
But he didn't say it to the other ladies.
Oh, big mistake. Listen, this is Reality 101, Reality TV 101, Colton. You can't do this, okay? My biggest fear used to be that, like, my daughter specifically, I don't know, I'd have fears like they would download Cardi B music. You know, that was a big fear.
Ooh,
now,
that's a good one.
Yeah, now my big fear.
I was expecting you to say become strippers or something. You said download a Cardi B song.
Downloading Cardi B would be like my biggest fear. Not anymore. It'd be like them wanting to be on a reality show. Like, that's my, like, wanting to be on this show. Could you imagine having
you
to watch all this?
You would not be down for it.
No. So download all the Cardi B you want. Just don't go on reality TV.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
This is a rumor that I hope really comes true. 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. Here's the rumor.
That I run off with Sam Hunt and we live happily ever after.
That's your rumor that you want to come true.
Dang it.
By the way, you're supposed to be planning a wedding with someone who's not Sam Hunt.
Oh, right, right. And he's married, so.
Right.
Maybe. Yeah, you kind of got a few things going against you there.
Maybe rethink that rumor.
Listen, these rumors are crazy. I didn't come up with them.
Tampa expected to host WWE's WrestleMania 36 later this year.
Yes, that'll be fun.
It's been in Orlando a couple times. It's been in Miami. This would be at Raymond James Stadium. So this would be maybe one of the biggest events to ever come to the Tampa Bay area. I mean, Super Bowl's on the way. In what, 2 years, Kevin?
2021. It's Super Bowl 55.
All right, so that's obviously going to be the biggest. But we've had national championship games here. And then WWE WrestleMania 36, man. This would be off the chart.
It's going to sell out so fast, though.
Yep.
You say 2020, right?
Yes,
I know it's always in April. So I'm sure April of 2020, that'd be great. That'd be fun.
Yeah, they're hoping to confirm it by the end of this year. But the rumors are pretty solid. They want it to happen here. Raymond James is obviously set for big events.
But it's smaller than some of the arenas that it's been in the past.
It is.
About 12,000 seats smaller. So
it is
going to sell out really fast if it does happen here.
Just to give you some context here, WrestleMania 35, because the one we're talking about is 36. It would be like Ronda Rousey and Ric Flair. He'll be there, but it's his daughter, Charlotte Flair.
I was gonna say, he's not wrestling.
No, but he'll be there. But I mean, it's just got big names. It's a huge event.
Well, everyone goes to WrestleMania, whether you're actually in the ring and participating or not, just all big names.
No, it's become such a huge VIP event now.
Yeah.
And even like, I don't watch it, like I'm not into it, but I would go if it was in my town. If it was in my hometown, I would go. You know what I mean? Like, I would go. My son Trey he's a freak. He loves it so much. He was John Cena for Halloween.
That is so cute.
You know, that's what he does that all the time. When he gets in trouble, I'm like, Trey, did you do that? And he'll go, you can't see me.
That's great.
I was like, yeah, I can't because you're going to your room.
That's
that.
Oh,
yeah, that's how that works right
you
there.
You can't see me.
Nope.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.